Lesson 3, the pronunciation of Texas vowels. Now, there are several different types of vowel pronunciation changes in this Texas dialect. The first one is what I call lilt truncations of vowels. This is where a couple of diphthongs or double vowels, oi and I, become single vowels, aw and I, but they continue to have the lilt. For example, not boy and joy, but baw and jaw. It's sort of the aw with a little tag on it. Baw, baw, jaw, the man's name, raw. You hear this inflection right with it, raw. If I just went jaw, baw, raw, it wouldn't sound that Texas impression. Pausing, implore. Some sentences. Did James Joss employ metaphors? In writing about the war in Troy, James Joss employ Troy. The farmer was annoyed when the car failed to avoid the field of soybeans. Annoyed, avoid, soybeans. Now, the one that's really important because it carries so much of the essence of Texas dialect and even Southern dialect is going from I to I. Don't hold back on this one. There's some students, some actors who think, well, if I really do this one, I'm going to sound stereotypic. That's not true. Just do it believably. Do it with conviction that the person really talks this way. So it's not going to be the right time, but the right time. Lat. Time. Finally. Ride. I transcribed all 5 dialogues into IPA, though I couldn't think why. Transcribed 5 IPA, I couldn't think why. Eliza was the pride of the whole science department when she won the biology prize. Eliza, pride, science, when she won the biology prize. Fried pike was sliced thinly for Friday night supper. Fried pike was sliced thinly for Friday night supper. Now, the next group of pronunciation changes are what I call the minor lilt extensions. These are vowel changes which continue having the lilt, but as the lilt comes in, there's a little extra vowel at the end of them. For example, the first one is the I vowel, as in city and suspicious. And you get this little suspicious, suspicious. As you lilt, it just extends into the vowel. Now, if you do it without the lilt, nothing's going to happen. If you do suspicious, suspicious, you got a lilt, and that little jog in pronunciation should come along with it. Suspicious. City. Sister. Invisible. Minute. The more you stress the word, the bigger the lilt is going to be, and the more obvious the pronunciation change is going to be. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. He charged interest. He charged interest. The more emphasis, the more obvious. The clinician instantly investigated the speech impediment. Clinician investigated impediment. The same thing happens on the sound. Like in bullet becoming bullet. Bullet, it's a bullet if you really draw it out. Footwear, rookie, cushion, butcher. we pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard. Pulled wolf woods, took him to the boulevard. The butcher's hook made pudding of the sooty bully. That butcher's hook made pudding of the sooty bully. Now the short O, which in the East is usually pronounced like an ah, ah, oxygen, oxygen, that lilt and that little ah, that little jog. Honor. Sometimes this sound will be spelled with an A, like in calm. I'm very calm. Hot. Pot. Frog. The frog got groggy and hopped into Prince Charming's armor. Frog got groggy. If it's very fast, it won't be quite as obvious. The frog got groggy. I put the rocks on top of the logs. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Now, in some parts of the South, this vowel round a little bit. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Every once in a while, you hear that happen in Texas in the real heavy accents where it'll get the frog got groggy and hopped away, where it'll get rounded a little bit. Let's look now at the short E, the S sound. Now, there's two different things that can happen here in Texas. Because that mouth is closed up, especially when the sound eh is followed by an N or an M, it can sometimes change it to an I with the lilt. So you're not going to get 20, but 20 cents. 20 cents. Tennessee. Enter the room, not enter, enter the room. The word get will usually do this. Get out of here. Get. Not Ben was a general, but Ben was a general in the Army of Tennessee. You don't just want to do Ben was a general, but get that lilt with it. Ben was a general. If you can't hold your temper, not temper, temper, you can get out of the room. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. 10 and 10 are 20. And if there's no M or N after the eh, it just takes the little jog, like bed becoming bad. Deck. Headache. Met. Western. A great echo beckoned across the canyon. If you make an extra effort, you can cross the desert handily. Extra effort. Without that M and N, it's not going to come as close to extra effort. Extra effort, you can cross the desert handily. Next, we're going to look at what I call major lilt extensions. These are vowels which not only jog in pitch, not only add that extra little vowel, but almost have a consonant glide when they're stressed very hard. For example, the I sound, as in bathtub. Not just bath, but bath, bath, especially when it's stressed. You hear that little bayith, almost a yuh sound. Hand, addin. Laughter, glass. Ask any bashful man and accept his answer. Although in real heavy Texas dialect, it's going to be answer, answer, special pronunciation. Ask the bashful man. The huddled masses lifted their lamps and sang the national anthem. The masses lifted their lamps. The other one that takes this major extension is the aw, as in call and raw, sought. It's going to have almost a W glide between the vowel stem and the Not call, but cowl. Why didn't you cowl? I sought it out. The meat was raw. right and wrong. Wrong. Not war. Short. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk away. Again, the more stress on the word, the more obvious this major lilt extension is going to be. The awful sauce. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk away. The cat crawled across the lawn. He crawled across the lawn. Horses often cost more than $4. Same thing with the R after the aw. Horses cost more than $4. The more stress, the more obvious this major lilt extension is going to be. Every once in a while, with a lot of stress, some of the minor lilt extensions can also go so far as to sound like major extensions. For example, if you make an extra effort, you almost have that y glide coming in there in the word extra and effort. But it's the I sound becoming a as in hand, and the a sound becoming awa as in wrong, that are the most obvious of the major lilt extensions. As you continue to practice these vowels, and there'll be more on the other side, by the way, I want you to make sure once again that you go back and you listen to the fact that the lilt is included in all of these. The extra little jog on the vowel is not going to be worth anything if you don't have that which is pulling that little extra pronunciation along with it. If you were to try to just stick that extra piece of vowel in, nothing very much important and accurate in the Texas sound is going to take place. The last category of pronunciation changes are what I call reverse lilt extensions. Reverse because the extra little vowel sound comes before the vowel stem instead of after. This is a very pushed forward kind of pronunciation change where the tongue is really thrusting forward. For example, the first one is on the long A. Not A, but A. Wait. Chase. Rain. Great. You can really feel that tongue glide forward with the resonance as the back of the tongue comes up and the tongue tip comes forward. Day. Wayward. You hear the lilt? Wayward. May. But the tongue is not back. Wayward. May. Feel it glide forward as they start to pronounce the A. Face. Safety. Player. Neighbor. Don't go all the way to neighbor. Plier. It's not a rounded sound. Player. Neighbor. Statesman, hasten to awaken the nation in these chaotic days. Get all those things tied together. The tongue coming forward for the A, but also getting the lilt A and the resonance. Statesman, hasten to awaken the nation in these chaotic days. The fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. The second pushed reverse extension is O, the long O. Not O, but O, with the tongue coming forward the same way. Cold. Slowly. Ocean. Phone. Co-host. Window. Woeful. The oboe and cello sat alone, echoing tone for tone. Now, you're not going to hear these quite as pushed forward all over the state of Texas, but in the really heavy dialect areas, you really hear this O sound, by the way, in Oklahoma. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The rowboat slowly floated in the ocean. Oh, get it all integrated together. I told Joan it was going to snow. I told Joan, more lilt if you really emphasize it. I told her it was going to snow. many parts of Texas as well as parts of the South, the oo sound. Ooh, ooh. Lips forward a little bit more, tongue tip forward a little bit more. Not ooh with the tongue back, but smooth. Noon. Humor. Loose. Prove. Through. I always knew that cool prunes were never blue. I didn't say these sentences made sense, just that they had oohs in them. I knew that prunes are never blue. The gloomy June moon is moving foolishly. June moon is moving foolishly. Get it all integrated together. Resonance, lilt, and ooh, ooh, ooh. At 2 past noon, I heard hooves on the roof. Or, depending upon where you are in Texas, hooves on the roof. Or hooves on the roof. 2 past noon. And again, in lots of parts of Texas and lots of parts of the South, the long E is going to jog forward. E, E, with that E, E. Not each, but each. Deal. Agree. Get that jog in it. Agree. Feed. Meal. Team. Meat and cheese were served under the tree. Meat, cheese, tree. Steve went to pieces, not pieces, pieces, because he was green with envy. Steve went to pieces because he was green with envy. And finally, meat, peas, and beans each provide protein. Go back and really practice these vowels. Integrate them in with the lilt and the resonance before going on. This is the end of lesson 3.